caso.
People, listen to me. Do not vote for Hillary Clinton. She's the devil.
Alright, what's up, everybody? I'm here with Jeremy Mosca on the Tiger Lounge podcast. He's a 46er Adirondack mountain climber. I don't even know if that's how you really say it, Jeremy, but walked the Appalachian Trail and is building his own tiny house, so it's nice to have him on. So what's up, dude?
Not much, just chilling. Great Sunday.
Dude, it's fucking beautiful tiny. Out today.
Yeah, it's great out. We were outside not too long ago.
Yeah, dude.
Just taking a break.
So nice. All right, so the first real hiking experience that you really had, was that like, did you start the 46ers first, really, as the goal?
Yeah, the first one I climbed was Mount Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
It was with Jesse Little, actually, and man, that was an experience, a learning experience.
The one that you said like you wouldn't really want to do because it's pretty dangerous, like the one that, yeah. I think it's like off trail. I know it's
no 46er. Actually, Mount Marcy is pretty gradual, but it's a long day. It's about 10 hours of hiking.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so it's a full day of hiking for sure, and it's smooth all the way, but there's so many people out there. It's, you know, mainly hiked, and we were gonna spend the night and we had no idea what we were doing. We didn't have the right gear. We thought we could just spend the night out under the stars in you know, random spot, and
yeah,
we were pretty high up, and it was June, and it got down to 32 degrees that night, and we basically would have froze if we hadn't found this tent that was just like randomly out in the woods.
It was just some random tent.
Yeah, we just found it and we slept in it, and it kept us like kind of warm, but we were up basically all night.
You guys didn't have like blankets or like anything?
We had a sleeping bag. That's okay. It. No thermal pad, which is what really keeps you warm. If you don't have that,
I mean... So there's just some random tent there. That's so weird, dude. Like
somewhere just random out in the woods. Like I want to say it's near this place called Indian Falls. Near a waterfall, which is another bad idea. You shouldn't sleep near waterfalls. It's much colder near water if you're sleeping. But, yeah, we were basically up all night. And it was one hell of a first hike, but it really got us in shape for mental preparedness. You know?
Dude, that's fucking wild, man. Like, so you stayed in that for the night?
Yep.
And then you just went right back home after that?
Yeah, we finished that up. And we had started at noon the day before, which is not a good idea. You should always start extremely early in the mm-hmm. day, you know?
Like, when we did that, we woke up at, like, we slept there and woke up at, what, like, 4 or something?
I don't know. What, did we sleep there?
Because I was the only 46er I've actually ever done. Yeah. Was with you. And we could have done 3, but I bitched out after
There's 1. So many hikes, too. It starts to, like, slip my mind now, too. And some of them are more memorable than others, and like there will be parts that I'll remember, like the bugs that day. That's the shit I really remember. Dude. Like those parts will really stick with me. Yeah. Oh man, my neck was so swollen.
Yeah.
From all those bites.
I saw the picture, dude. My legs were just like eaten alive that day.
Yeah.
Everything else was fucking. That was a mess.
I didn't want to do those other two peaks, but
yeah. But then you were just determined because like you wanted to get your 46ers done, like, you know. So yeah. you didn't want it to come back.
Otherwise,
so.
Yeah, we had
it was worth it in the end. I'm sure.
It was hell, though. My neck was swollen from ear to ear from all the bugs.
Yeah, dude. That's why this year I've been wanting to just, like, get out there kind of early.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the time they come, is, like, early to, like, late June sometimes in between there. Like, the bugs can be sporadic. Mm-hmm. It's just really, like, random, too.
And it's kind of nice, like, when the bugs aren't out, too, because, like, if you run out of water, you can kind of trust the water source a little bit more.
Yeah.
As being clean. You always got to worry about, like, you know, like shit being in the water, like a dead animal or something, like upstream. But
that's
like
a huge debate with people too, and like treating your water and stuff. But yeah, I'm fine with that.
Drop that in there.
Yeah, we'll light up another.
Yeah,
but yeah, the big debate with water is, I would say purify it or bring some sort of filter. It's definitely not a good idea to just drink it straight from most sources. But if you're in a good area where it seems like clean water high up, you know, and you need water and you just want to drink it, I do it all the time. Like, if I'm in a good spot, I'll put my face right to the ground and start drinking.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude, I mean, like, there's been times where,
no better feeling in the world when you just drink right off the earth.
Oh, is your phone actually working right now?
I think, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, that's cool, bro. At least it's working now. That's kind of neat.
No, it's not working. It was just ringing.
Far from working.
Yeah.
But that's right.
Yeah, where were we? Fuck.
I don't know. Stoner talk. Somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, drinking the water, dude. Like, that thing. Like, that one, the what was the 46 that we did? The first one. Where it was, like, Times Square.
I want to say it was Kashiraga. That's a really hard one to pronounce, too, like, by just looking at it.
Because, like, that one part where it was just straight up and, like, there was the water coming down, like, through the rocks. So it was just, like, that natural filter. Remember that place? And that's one when you and Ben went up to the other two peaks.
Yeah, I don't remember everything. It's so hard.
That's one place I remember because that's where, like, we, like, took a break just to, like, chill out. And, like,
the Times Square where it all split off?
Like, before that, there was just this big, long trail of, like, rocks and just, like, big, like, craters near them, like, filled up with, like, water. But it was, like, all running, so it was, like, clean. And when you got to the top, where it was all coming out, it was just one giant rock with a big crack in it with water just flowing out of it. So that's like a natural filter. You don't have to worry about anything. You take it right from there. And that's like some of the best water.
Yeah, if it's like, if there's no water coming from up above it, then it's probably coming right out of the spring in the ground.
Yeah.
And it's usually safe. But it's still like, I would suggest for most people to get a Sawyer squeeze, which is a filtration system that works like on demand. You can fill up your bag and then drink right out of the squeeze, and then it filters it right to your mouth, so you get like real fresh water.
Have you used that the Life Straw that InfoWars has? Like,
I've used one. I have it. I don't like it because it doesn't seem like it works, but maybe I'm using it wrong. I don't think you can literally put it on the ground and drink the water like a straw. I think you have to bring up all the water into the filter and then put a cup in front of you and then let the water drain back out of it, and then it's filtered. It's a very weird system. I don't know if I like it so much.
Yeah, I've never actually seen anybody use it or like anything like that. But
it's
almost
like when I try to like suck the water up, the suction's so strong, like you don't get any water really. It's like too much work. It just doesn't seem like it works.
Now, how many more 46s did you end up actually doing before you decided to split off into, like, the Appalachian Trail? Because I know, like, you did that before you finished your 46ers.
I'm not sure. It was about halfway through, I think. Something like that.
Like, how many, like, weekends in a row would you, like, go hiking to, like, really just try it?
It was, like, every week.
Everyone?
Yeah.
For, like, the summer?
For a while. Like, maybe we'd skip a few here and there, but basically every summer, or every weekend that summer, for a few summers, we were just going back and forth, 3 hours drive to the Adirondacks. Put a lot of miles in my car.
Yeah. That's always the one problem about, like, getting out there, because, like, last year when we really just started, like, none of us had, like, enough money to really drive out there, let alone, like, a car that we would, like, trust to and get up there, because, like, we're fucking broke, so, like...
But, best way to do it is just spend the money on the gear, get some sort of car or camper thing that you can go up there with, and spend... It would probably take about, if you're really dedicated, about a month to hike all the 46ers. Or maybe you could do it in 3 weeks if you're really trying, I guess.
Is that the fastest that anyone ever done it?
No. God, the world record is just over 5 days.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
If I'm not mistaken, that's another story I got to tell you, too, about the long trail, about the world record on that. But so that's a side note.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, this guy, I think Cave Dog, I looked it up. He did it in about 5 days, I think.
Did he just run it the whole time? Like...
Non-stop, 5 days.
That's incredible.
Just kept going.
And he would stop to sleep and shit, right?
If I'm not mistaken, I think he finished at Whiteface, too, because it's, like, the furthest one away from all the other
ones. That's incredible, dude. Yeah. That's insane. The human body could even do that.
Yeah. Wow. He still had to drive in between certain areas and stuff, but, like, for the most part, he was just, like, he picked out a route, and he just kept going to each peak non-stop, because you can do that, but most of the time, you hike in to a certain location, and get the closest peaks neighboring, and then hike back out, and then you'll be near those other ones, but you're gonna probably come in from a different location, or like, you know, it's a big circle, basically, the Adirondack Mountains, so you just come in from all different sides of the circle,
right?
And the hardest ones are usually the ones like dead center kind of thing,
yeah,
or I think, really remote.
Yeah, the one that we did was like really downhill then uphill
that
the whole way, and then it was the same back.
That one was pretty hard. I wouldn't say it's the easier ones for sure. If you're trying to get all three of those peaks, that's a long day. But the bugs, I think, really made the challenge difficult that day.
Definitely, dude. Like, it was because it was in your face the whole time, in your mouth. Like, it's just disgusting. And then the slap in the face was when we're walking, and then we see the guy come out with the fucking bug mask. He's like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like, he's like having a great time, dude. Like nothing wrong.
Yeah,
like,
but.
I
had hiked so much before that and have never felt as if I needed a bug net more than I did that day.
Yeah.
You know?
I was so envious of that band. I was just like, holy
but
shit.
But now it always will be something I carry is one of those things. They're very lightweight and it's not even
I need to get my gear up and that's... I gotta make sure I grab one of those, dude. Yeah.
Good lucky hat.
Your lucky hat, of course. Can't not go without your lucky hat. So, like, when exactly did you start the Appalachian Trail? Like, do you remember, like, the date that you, like, you went off and did it?
I left home April 4th, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember what year it was?
It was 2013. Yeah, 2013.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose track. I do remember. 2013, got there on left April 4th, got there on the 5th, had been up for 24 hours on a Greyhound bus. You know, it's just like the worst experience, but...
You just couldn't sleep, or...?
Oh, it's just awful. Like, you're constantly transferring buses and...
Oh, you were just on the same bus the whole time?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Greyhounds suck. I mean, the people on there suck, the bus drivers suck, the places, everything sucks about Greyhounds.
I'm sorry, you might have said it already. Where were you going exactly on the Greyhound bus?
From Albany, New York to Gainesville, Georgia.
Gainesville, Georgia.
Yep.
Sick, okay.
It's middle of nowhere, Georgia. It's a little ways out of Atlanta, and it's about... I want to say it's about an hour drive, maybe, from Amicalola Falls, which is where you start the Appalachian Trail. But it took me about 2.5 hours from when I got off the bus to get to the falls by hitchhiking, and that was an experience too. After being up all night, I had to stand out on the side of the road and put my thumb out just to get to the woods.
Were people like quick to get you, or were you out there for a while?
It did take very long, but they only brought me so far. I think it was about 3 rides it took.
Mm-hmm.
But the first hitch of that whole experience, the guy was about my age, I think, and he tried saving me because everybody down there is very Christian. And
saving you that way.
Yeah,
oh,
he'd
okay.
like save you, like, Jesus.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Yeah. But, it was funny.
Tell me about that. Let's hear about that, dude. Like don't just skip over that.
He just, like, they go into depth about, like, your life, and they're like, do you ever
Did he just straight up say, like, have you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart?
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. Like, that's the part I try not to remember too much.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but, like, I mean, just, like, I mean, just to be, like, just to think that everyone else is, like, sinning more is just strange to me.
Yeah.
To where you could say something
like
that. Like
you said, I mean, like, everybody lives in the church belt down there, this guy, and, like, they're all just very religious, and they want to, like, they believe if you're not Christian, you're going to go to hell, so... It's their duty to save you, and
yeah,
you know, I respect it a little, you know, for the most part, but you know, I'm all not right. gonna go to that side, but we'll go off on this topic, yeah. You know?
So you got like 3 rides there, and so then, like, what'd you do right when you got to the trail spot?
Okay, so after being awake for about 24 hours, I had to climb, it's about 700 steps, I'm pretty sure, to the top of the falls,
yeah.
Just because I wanted to find, like, a nice camping area and just get it started, I climbed to the top of the falls and just found a little, like, plateau area and just camped, like, right about there and slept for so long. Like, so it was the best sleep I basically got because it was the first night in the hammock and I was just...
It's just great. The most comfortable thing we were laid in.
Yeah.
Basically just because you haven't slept in so long, so...
And then the next day was the 6th I woke up, and then it took me a day because I was not in great shape then, but... Didn't have my hiker legs. It took me a day to get to Springer Mountain, which is only like 8 miles from the falls.
Mm-hmm.
Got to Springer, chilled out there for a day. Like, that's the start of the trail, the official start. And there's a shelter not very far from, like, right where the top is. So I spent the night at the shelter, and there's some cool people there. Part of this group, called Riff Raff.
Is that any affiliation to the artist?
No. they're pretty cool. They're a wild gang out in the woods. They, like, party really, really hard. And their leader was there that night, and he had, like, Pabst Blue Ribbon and all kinds of, like, booze and shit. We got wasted. But
do they do that, like, every year? Is that their thing?
They go to Trail Days, usually. They're partying really hard down at Trail Days, which is a festival in Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
Takes, like, about a month to hike to it from Georgia. That's basically where I cut off trail, about 466 miles in. That's where my money was getting tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be pretty expensive out there, for sure.
Was there ever a time, like, in the beginning, even, like, when you were kind of worried that you were going to run out of money?
Oh, for sure. Like, most people cannot do the whole trail. And I had about $2,000, somewhere around there.
And that still wasn't enough?
Or did you not just... enough to have a great time and do it. You know, like, you okay. got to be really right. committed. Like, at that point, you got to be, like, saving every penny, watching your dollars, and then trying to do your best to get everything you can for free.
Yeah.
And, like, if you spend money, it's, like, a big thing. You should have, like, probably $5,000 or $10,000, something yeah. like that.
Did you, like, run into a lot of, like, trail magic? And for anybody that doesn't know what trail magic is, it's, like, just, like, little goodies that
they put out there on the trail for you. As soon as I got onto the trail, those guys from Riff Raff, they were giving me drinks and shit for free. And, you know, we're chilling, smoking, having a great time. It was like a party, you know?
Yeah.
Just out in the woods with random people, so... There was trail magic right when I got on Springer, and then the next day I woke up 2 miles in. There's a parking lot, and that's how some people start the trail. They backtrack 2 miles to Springer,
yep.
and then do it again forward so they don't have to do the approach,
mm-hmm.
which I wouldn't suggest that. I'd say go see the falls. They're the tallest falls in Georgia. Totally worth seeing. But I lost my train of thought.
So
trail magic. Within 2 miles, though, of leaving Springer Mountain, more trail magic right at the parking lot there.
Really?
And,
just drinks and shit again?
Drinks, food, and whatnot. That's where a lot of people go, but, there's trail magic at least 2 or 3 times in Georgia, and that's only, like, 70 miles, which is, like, 4 or 5 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, max. But, oh, there's so much trail magic, dude. More than I could even think of.
So, where did you go after Georgia? Where was, like, the next spot?
It goes
the next
state, basically. Georgia, and then it goes to North Carolina for, like, 70-80 miles, then I think you get into the Smokies, which borders North Carolina and Tennessee, which you're not really officially in either state, you're just bordering it.
Right.
Kinda. That's cool. And then eventually you're in like Tennessee for a while, and then you hit Virginia, and then you're officially in Virginia for like 500 miles, which is a mountain biking.
Jesus.
But that's like the fun section for most people. That's where everybody comes together, and it's like a big party along the trail.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But don't fool yourself. It's not party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a lot of hard work, party. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the hardest spot, in your opinion? Like, the one that just really stuck out to you, like, just, like, was like, the worst time? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I almost got struck by lightning, I think.
No shit, really?
Yeah. I mean, there was a section where I was hiking, and it was raining so hard, and I was on top of a mountain, and the lightning's, like, striking right down next to me, and there were people behind me, and I turned around at, like, almost at the top of the mountain, started, like, running back at these two people, and they were freaked out, too, and we didn't know what to do. We're, like, on a mountain on the side of it, basically, and it's, like, lightning everywhere, and we're, like... Well, let's go in the trees a little bit, I guess. Like, that seems like a better idea, but it probably isn't. But what's a better idea? Like,
yeah.
You're exposed everywhere. I don't know. It seemed like a better idea because, like, it's something's covering you, but they say it's not. So don't take my opinion or, you know, really look this one up, you know?
So you just, like, kept running downhill and...
Yeah, I just got off the mountain. That's probably the best suggestion is get off the top. Like, I was backtracking, but we hid in the trees from mainly the rain. Even though that doesn't do anything.
That must have been scary as fuck.
Oh, soaked, too.
Yeah. Damn.
It does a number on your feet.
I bet.
I think the best suggestion, too, for your feet is to keep them really clean. I was reading something about that the other day, and I just didn't keep my feet clean. I'm like, maybe that would have helped.
Yeah, but you had those, like, those really good, like, wool socks or whatever that, like, those work, don't they?
Yeah, that does something. Like, but it's better than cotton. It's, yeah. You know, it's not going to keep your feet perfect at all.
But
all the pairs that's all I wear is wool, and all they have holes in them.
So, like, how long exactly did it take for you to hike the entire thing?
What's that?
Appalachian Trail.
Well, I didn't finish the Appalachian
Trail. You haven't finished it yet?
No, there's over 2,000 miles in it.
How far have you gotten, then?
I want to say 800 or 900, but I really haven't done the math. I don't care about the miles. I just care about the smiles, more or less, you know? Like, yeah. Or, you know, like, I'll write down the states, you know, like, it doesn't matter, but the numbers don't really
matter. Still, like, the experience itself, just, like, even getting out there and, like, you're, like, living out in the wild, it has to be, like, something that's, like...
Do as much as you can afford, you know, like, don't worry about doing, you know, the big trails, like, or just set your life up if you really want to do that. You just gotta set your life up for it. Like, live like a hobo, I always say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wanna, like, live rich, live like a hobo, because you don't have as much responsibilities and things to pour all your money into.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Something.
So, like, did you ever just, like, pull, like, hobo status and just, like, ask for money sometimes? Just, like, just to save it?
Never ask money, but what they do is they call it, it's called yogiing. Mm-hmm. That's where you just, like, trick people. Not really trick them, but, like... You make them want to give you stuff by inspiring them with your poorness.
Like, being like, God bless you, sir.
Yeah, God, here's some money. Go get some food or something. Or they just bring you in. Like, they'll give you food and stuff. Or, I mean, I've had mad people give me food before.
That's gotta be free food. That's gotta be better sometimes than just money, dude. Just free food.
Yeah, it's like, that's what every hiker really wants, is just some free food. I mean, money helps too, of course. Yeah. But, like, we've got the money. We just need the food.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going. Mm-hmm. And beer. Like, booze and whiskey. That's a lot of money out there.
But, like, what was your, like, choice there? Like, did you rather have beer while you were hiking? Or did you, like, not even drink while you were hiking?
Only if it was cold, but it's never cold, so.
Yeah, of course not.
You know,
it's
like,
good carbs though. Fucking gives you some energy.
You never get cold beer, really. Like, that's rare. Even if it's like creek cold, that's good. Like, people would put it in the creeks and it would get like mildly cold, but
yeah.
You know,
that's still gonna be pretty fucking refreshing. Yeah. Like, even just mildly cold.
I think you start to get used to it though. I mean,
yeah.
You really do. Like, absolutely. It's just another drink.
Yeah. I mean, like, you probably drank worse like water out there at some points. Was there ever a time where that happened, like, where you were, like, kind of, like, struggling out there, and you had to...
Oh, wait, I never told you about... Okay, the lightning story was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you about the norovirus.
What's that?
That's, like, it's shit you get on, like, a cruise ship, from being in close quarters.
Mm-hmm.
All the pikers, and they're kind of dirty, and we're in shelters and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I know how it happened, too. Like, as soon as I got to this place, I won't say the name just because it's a good place, but they have a bad rep sometimes.
Okay.
So, awesome place. I spent a few nights, probably like 4 or 5 nights there. A few of them I didn't pay for because I was just stealth camping in their backyard.
Yeah.
I paid for like one night, and most of the nights I didn't pay for.
That's but, awesome. Yeah.
Still. I also won't say the name just so that
I don't trap myself in that. Yeah. So I'll keep that a secret.
It's a great place though. We partied so hard there. I think it was worth the sickness I got as soon as I got there.
Yeah.
But oh man, that was some of the best times. I'll admit that. But I got there and they had this big pot of, like, I don't even know what to call it, like dip of some sort. I was just going, everybody was going hard in it because it was free and they had the chips and shit. We're just eating.
Okay,
that's totally when, like, the spread of germs, you know, like,
yeah, dude.
That's how it happened.
Did other people you know get the same thing as you? Or was it kind of just you that got it? No, everyone else got it too?
Oh, yeah. Half of us got it. It was a thing that was just going around.
So, like, what'd you have to do? Like, did you have to, like, go, like, off trail, like, and, like, get, like, medical attention? Or, like, was it, like, one of those things that you could
It takes
just...
a little while for you to get it, so. We were partying and stuff, and we were having great times, and then, like, the next day, I took it real easy after partying, like, just slowly, like, eased into smoking, chilling, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, halfway through, like, late into the day, started partying again, but I was like, I'm gonna go, like, hike, you know? I'm gonna go do some miles and get it started, and, like, partially drunk and stuff. So I head out, and then, like, the next day, still fine, make it pretty far to, like, a road, because I was told there was gonna be trail magic at the road, and that night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was just like, my stomach was liquid. I started puking out the side of my hammock. Wasn't even out the hammock, just puking out. And then then I had the runs while it was puking.
Oh, man.
So out both ends.
Damn,
just,
dude.
You know, standing outside. Oh, it's just awful.
Just
by myself.
Just hated you right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
oh,
just,
my gosh.
Oh, it was so bad, but like a purge. And then
yeah.
The next morning, I felt like crap, just didn't move. I puked every once in a while. Like, it just kept coming up. And it was, like, probably 10 or 11. I missed the trail magic, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have gotten up so I could have gotten some help, but I just did not feel like moving. And got up, was right next to the road, and just trying to thumb my way back into town so I could go back to the same place and just chill it out, you know?
Yeah.
Get better and stuff.
So, like, let me just ask this. Like, were you still just, like, all puked up and covered in shit, like, when you were thumbing up?
I wasn't, like, covered in puke or nothing, but, like... I was sick, like, my face breaks out, too, when I puke, like, and stuff, and you can, like, could almost tell, and I was worried, I'm thumbing on the side of the road, and I'm right next to the National Forestry sign, and I swear to God that would have made the best postcard, like, me with my thumb out, puking behind the sign. It would have been hilarious.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
But,
shit.
So finally, I kept worrying. I was like, is a car going to come and they're going to want me to get in the car? Because I don't want to be sick in the car. So I'm like hoping, praying to God it's a truck. And of course, a truck comes. So I just get into the back of the trunk and just ride in the trunk. And I felt so much better with all that air just like hitting me.
Yeah.
I instantly, like for that ride, I was like better. And that was the last time I puked, was behind the sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like, after that, it was just all like in my stomach. I felt like shit, couldn't eat. Like,
yeah.
Just bad. But,
damn, dude.
That was a bad experience.
Yeah, I bet. So like, how long did it take for that just to like, you were like pretty much good after that? Or like,
I'd say like 2 or 3 days I was stuck there just laying down. Mm-hmm. I think it was only 2. Didn't seem like that long.
Damn, but... dude.
And then that, if it hadn't been for that, I probably would have made it to Trail Days on time and wouldn't have had to hike 50 miles southbound out of Trail Days to cover my miles. So I like did a mini flip-flop, which is what they call it when you like go forward and then come back to like a middle point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had to do like 50 miles back because I hitched into Trail Days like 50 miles ahead.
Did you still like make like a good portion of it, or did you miss it completely?
There's like a couple miles I missed in there for sure. Like, it's hard to get all the miles, but like I said, I don't really care about.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not a purist, as they call it, where you try to get all the miles done like through and like just trying to have fun.
Yeah,
and enjoy the miles, and
that's all. That's all it should be, dude.
Yeah, like I'll finish the one day. I would like to retry the whole thing, but I want to have at least 10 grand for sure.
Yeah, dude.
You know.
Yeah, for real.
Be worth it.
Absolutely. So like
that's 6 months of your life, 10 grand to blow and lots of miles to hike.
That's gonna be awesome. I mean, like, you'll definitely get to that point for sure.
I think,
like,
I might do the PCT though first, or the John, well, definitely I want to do the John Muir Trail, but I could do the PCT while I like do the John Muir. They're like kind of together.
What's the John Muir?
It's like probably one of the best hiking trails in America, if you ask me. It's like that or the Long Trail. Of course, I've done the Long Trail and that's a great one, but it's it goes through California. I forget where it starts, but it ends on Mount Whitney, which is the tallest mountain in the continental U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'd be sick.
It's like 217 miles, I want to say.
Holy shit. So, like,
it's a month hike, basically.
Yeah.
It's a great, like, short-term but long-term kind of hike.
Do you know the fastest someone's ever done that?
I don't know that one, actually. But there's another story I forgot to tell you, but I'm super stoned right now.
That's okay. It'll come to you. Let it come to you.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, dog. That weed was good.
It was, dude. That was some good shit. That was a great way to start it, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Just get comfortable.
Yeah, the John Muir Trail would be a great, though, a great one to do, for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a really, like, another... just the highest mountain that you can really do.
Yeah,
that's got to be an incredible thing, just to look out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, a lot of great, like, one-month trails in America. There's so many more trails than people even know about. The Appalachian Trail is the, like, one of the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
The Long Trail is actually the oldest long-distance trail in America. It was made in 1912, I'm pretty sure.
Really? It was, like, all just man-made, the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, they all are. They're made by, like, people going out there and volunteering.
Yeah.
Cutting trails. Obviously,
that was stupid, but...
Yeah. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, dude, me too, dude. I mean, like, I'm, like, spacing out a bit. We're going to keep trucking, though. That's the thing.
All right.
But, yeah, so, like, how long, like, after the Appalachian Trail, like, when you came off, like, did you, like, decide that you, like, wanted to start building, like, a tiny house?
I don't know. And it wasn't that long after, but I knew it would be a good idea. Tiny house is, like, it's just a great way to, like, get out of, like, debt, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like, once that's done... You know, and you have, like, a reliable car and everything, like, what more do you really need? Like, you don't need that much money if it's paid off, or, you know, just go have fun, like, enjoy life.
How did you, like, hear about it exactly? Because I never even heard about it until you just started doing it.
Skiing, kind of. There was a video on the internet of a guy who, and he's the guy that started, or who's on Tiny House Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Giffen, I'm pretty sure. His tiny house is, like, the first one I saw. Or really inspired me to do the idea, because I want to be a ski bum for the winter times, just ski basically for free, or just ski all winter.
Yeah.
You know, and...
That'll be sick.
That's what he did. He built a tiny house, and he lived out of the parking lots of a ski resort, so he'd just wake up and hit the slopes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's basically where I got the idea. I want to build one so I could be really close to the mountains and just hit the slopes real easily and have a free place to live, kind of, because once it's done, there's no rent, really.
Is that why the goal is to go out to Colorado? It's
because
of the mountains out there.
There's great mountains. I can start acclimatizing to 14,000 feet. I'd like to eventually do like bigger mountains one day. My main goal is within like 4 years, I want to try to go to Alaska and do Mount McKinley, which is the tallest in North America.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know how, you know, like what's going to happen from here then, but that's my main goal, is to focus my energy towards that. You know, learning, studying, climbing.
How far out are you basically, like on the tiny house? Like, how far are you into it? And like, how long do you think it'll be until you'll be able to take it and move it?
There's a lot of things I still gotta do, for sure. Time is always of the essence. Right. But I'd like to be able to move it out there next spring. That'd be awesome. But will the money be there? I'm not really sure. It might be a whole nother year. I want to make sure everything's in place. So if I go out there, that I don't have to worry about things and I can just go and do fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I can be self-sufficient, garden, you know, grow my food, have solar panels, just everything. Like, you need, like, a lot of supplies to be, like, a homesteader, really. Or a lot of good supplies, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do, is just homestead out in the woods somewhere.
Would you say that it's quality, like, over quantity, honestly, like, on the things that you need? Like, you should probably pay for the more expensive one.
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's good to have a lot of solar panels, you know. Mm-hmm. That'll be free energy, and you can convert it for a lot of stuff, like, different uses. Having a generator, too, is another good thing you need to run power tools.
Yeah.
Because you can't really run power tools off solar unless you have, like, good converters that put out a lot of energy, because, like, microwaves and, like, stuff like that run on a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, right now, you just got, like, your oven for that, mm-hmm. for the tiny house, and you said you wanted to use propane on it. Would it be a little bit, like, are you only going to use that for the oven specifically? Because couldn't you use the solar panels to heat up the stove?
Well, mine's a gas stove, but if I got an electric, I think there is ways of doing that.
Is that way you can just, like, save it? I don't know.
Yeah. Convection stoves are supposed to be really good on energy. Those convection electric stoves, mm-hmm. they should be super good on energy. But I went with gas because it's kind of more efficient, I think, for out in the wilderness, and
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. But it's probably a little bit quicker, honestly.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating. You know, you got to convert it from natural gas to liquid propane,
mm-hmm.
which is like...
You figured that out, though, and everything?
Yeah, they have, like, these things. I mean, my dad actually kind of, like, figured it out more. He's, like, the genius when it comes to that shit. But I was on the net with him, like, looking it all up, finding the parts and ordering it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the swap out, which is, for him, he figures that stuff out much easier than I do.
That's awesome, though. Like, you know,
so just I don't blow myself up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's it. That's a comfortable feeling.
Mm-hmm. We're going to run tests on it, too, when we do all the pipings to make sure that all of it's sealed real well. Yeah. Because that's a big danger for tiny houses, is running propane, and it can blow up if everything's not sealed. And
right.
That's not a good idea in a small, tiny house.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're taking, like, the time to actually, like, just not jump right into it. Yeah. So that's something people should take into
account. Do your research. I've spent a lot of time on the net.
Yeah, no. You got, like, your little sketch pad down there and everything. Like, you wanted to, draw everything out. You want it planned, you know. You don't want to just rush in there, because, like, from my perspective, it's like I was telling you, I would just rather go, like, take out a loan or whatever, but then, like, I would have to trust someone else's, like, craftsmanship instead of my own. You know, I'd kind of feel more comfortable if it was myself.
Yeah, I would say the best way to start a tiny house is obviously, like, save a lot of money, but, like, while you're saving money, buy the necessary pieces to build it, if you can store it somewhere,
mm-hmm.
like on location where you're gonna be building it. And do that while you're, like, getting ready, while you're prepping the money, and then you'll have a lot of the pieces already, so it won't be a big drop. And finding the trailer is, like, the biggest drop of money. Like,
how'd you go about that? Just, like, Craigslist. Yeah, yeah. Just quick.
I was lucky. I found a good one on Craigslist.
How much was it? Honestly, just for the foundation.
I think I spent $1,750 on the trailer, and then maybe another $250 on just some stuff to fix it up. There was not much wrong with it, just a few things that were worn out that could have got swapped out, but mm-hmm. the tires were good, and the frame was good, everything was good on it, so did a little work, painted it up, and was ready to build pretty quick.
That's sick, dude. So, like, for people that don't know, like, what are, like, really, like, the good benefits of, like, having a tiny house, like property-wise and such, like, because it's technically not a
taxes
house.
And stuff. Yeah, you can avoid major taxes by doing that,
mm-hmm.
because houses get taxed by how much it costs to build it, kind of. But like when it's a tiny house, is not technically a house, so it's just a camper. So you don't have to claim it, and with your house, you have to like claim how much it costs and everything to like they know how you know how to tax you accordingly, kind of thing. Right.
And so the goal really is just to like move that out somewhere into like the sticks.
Yeah. If you if you're out like deep out in the woods, you don't have much to worry about. No one's no code inspector is gonna come by and check. I mean, we have a treehouse in our backyard, and they never check that. That's not even. I don't think it's actually on our property. It's like on the power line property that they own, kind of like the government owns.
So I'm sure they'll. I don't know. They probably never even seen it. Honestly.
No. The power line company has been in our backyard, like, doing stuff, and they've definitely seen it before. They had to have, like, but they don't tell.
They probably don't give a shit, dude. They're just like, fuck this. Like, I really hate being here right now. Like,
yeah, if you're in a really bad area, then they might.
Yeah.
Like, but this is North Greenbush.
Yeah, like, nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going on here. Yeah, dude, like, that's awesome. So, I mean, Colorado is, like, the destination, right?
For the most part, I think so, yeah. I was saying the other day, though, I would just kind of wish I could skip out on Colorado and go straight to Alaska, but I don't think I'm going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather get settled in somewhere and make that the next location, probably,
yeah.
Like the base camp out in Colorado, I think, for sure.
So, like, have you checked on, like, how much it's even going to be just to, like, get it there?
I haven't actually checked, but I'm gonna say like $3,000 or $4,000.
You think you're gonna do it yourself? I mean, like,
no.
Like you're not gonna get like a truck and
I'm gonna
pull
hire
it.
Someone,
yeah.
For sure. They
is there companies for that, like specifically?
Yeah, there's moving companies for like big stuff like that, and you don't even have to get insurance because like you can get their insurance kind of like it's through them.
Yeah.
So then it's less to worry about, but it'll probably cost just a little more for that company.
So probably about like a month or two ago, I saw like one of those big tractor trailers. Like they had like a, what's it fucking called? A trailer, just like, you know, like for like a house, like in the trailer park, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, like that roundabout near Cross Gates, kind of like if you took, if they were going through that, and you have to go under a bridge, and they fucking smashed right into it because it was too tall.
No way.
Like yeah, just like straight up, and it was stuck there for fucking like a long ass time. It took them a while to get it
they're
out.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
They have like GPSs that tell them not where
yeah.
to go, and like,
and
what
just,
the guy's doing,
the
like he should have known.
Mm-hmm. And so
that
like,
doesn't usually happen.
So let's say like they were taking your tiny house and something like that happened. What like is there like insurance on that or something?
Well,
like
I was saying,
that would happen.
They've got like an insurance. Most of the companies have their own like private insurance sort of thing, and like. You can use that in case they do something. Something happens,
right.
You can then be reimbursed.
Because that's like one thing I would be like freaked out about, especially because you built it yourself. It's basically like your baby. Like you like created it from the start, and like it'd be like heartbreaking to see something happen to it.
A lot of houses have been moved though with ease, and I haven't heard of many problems. You know, moving them and people like not crashing into bridges and shit.
Yeah.
So like, for the most part, it's been pretty good, and they're on the uprise right now. But definitely. Know that you got a good company if you're hiring someone to do it.
Yeah.
With insurance.
You definitely want to trust it, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be so worried.
They're supposed to have GPSs that tell them what bridges to go and, you know, for that kind of specialty sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or so I've read. I would imagine. It's 2015, I think.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, so, like, I remember, like, we were talking about, like, Alex Jones, like, a little while ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I used to really listen to him, like, a lot. Like, I had it on the phone. The app and everything, and like would like, you know, listen every day, and like it just started to get to the point where it was just it felt more just like he was just number one, he's just fucking screaming like a lunatic, and I can't stand that, you know.
Yeah, I've been listening to him a while.
Yeah, and fucking number two, like he's just trying to like scare people, in my opinion. Now, like it's more of like what you were saying. It's just
he's scared.
Well,
the shit he sees, like the shit he probably reads about too.
I
mean.
Dude,
who knows,
like,
man?
Like he's just at this point more. It's just like he's just been saying like so much shit, and then, like he says so much at a time. Like maybe it's just me. Maybe I just can't handle. Like it's just like an overload to me of like just like too much information. But like
I would check all your sources. But
yeah, you
that's
know,
a lot of work.
I started listening.
Not believe any of them.
Yeah, and,
just
yeah,
take it
it's
all
tough.
For granted.
It is. Yeah, it's tough.
You know, like a lot of people say this. A lot of people say that. No one's gonna be all on the one side of something. You know,
yeah.
Like. There's always going to be mixed opinions and arguments. Like, the truth is hard to find, you know?
Absolutely. And, but, like, and that's, like, the scary part because, like, since even, the, like, the truth, you know, quote unquote, like that, yeah. like comes out from like, you know, like the White House can't even be fully believed because there's shit that they can't tell us anyway.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of shit. So like that just leaves it up so that like any kind of information can be held in, yeah. like, you know, like maybe that's the truth, you know.
So take it all in, mm-hmm. and judge yourself.
That's just what. That's the toughest part.
Is just keep really it peaceful.
Yeah.
Don't get angry at people.
That's my toughest.
Everyone's
thing
got their own opinion.
I just like, especially like driving around like all the time, because like, you know, like I just drive for work all the time.
Yeah.
And the driver has just pissed me off all the time. I just keep saying all the time, but like fucking, it just hits the worst, dude. And I just want to just drive fast and get by them, and they just drive so slow. It pisses me off, and I just get so mad, dude. Like, it sucks. Like, and then I get, like, drive down the road, and I'm just like,
don't
why
be
am I getting so mad?
Don't be in a hurry to get to the scene of the accident.
What the?
That's what I always say.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I've never even been in an accident. Like,
ever. I know. It's just like, you know.
But, like, it could happen.
It could happen from going fast, and, like, that's, if you're in going fast.
Well, we're, like, just moderately fast. Like, you know, like, if it's, like, 55, we're, like, 65. But, like, people just like to go the speed limit, or, like, lower.
Yeah.
I can't handle that. Yeah.
It's not some people don't want to get tickets, though. Yeah, I do that, too. Like, I go mad slow.
Yeah,
I'm like a slow
driver. You just got to look ahead. That's all I do. I'm just, I scope ahead, like.
See, I think people are bad because they tailgate so bad and they're on their phones. That's what I worry about. Even, like,
yeah.
you know, I'll be going, like, even 5-10 miles over the speed limit and they're still tailgating. Mm. And, like, I'm, like getting mad, you know? I just don't want people to, like, tailgate me like that if they're going to, like, possibly crash into me if I have to slam on the brakes, you know?
Well, that's why you brake check them, dude.
Yeah, you brake check them, but then they could still not be paying attention.
Yeah,
you know, I usually try to like pull over and just let them go because I'm never in a hurry to go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not in a hurry to get to the scene of the accident.
It's always some old person in front of me with like that's either me. They have the handicap thing on the mirror,
yeah.
or they have on the back license plate. I think you actually have to have both now. Actually, I don't know. Like in New York State, I'm not sure, but like it's always that, and it fucking. It's just the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
And they don't understand. And, like, they're going, like, 30 and, like, a 45, and I just want to, like, hit them with my car and just take them out.
Can't do that.
I know. And then I'm just like, oh, my God, like, why the fuck am I getting so mad? But at the same time, I'm just like, these people should know by now. It's 2015. Like, let's get with it, dude.
Dude,
like,
nobody wants to get pulled over, though, either. Cops are dicks.
I know.
Like, I don't trust that shit.
I don't know. They're not too bad around here, honestly, man. Like, I've had a couple bad experiences, but yeah. like nothing to where I could really have like a horrible opinion about it.
I don't like it, most cops. Unfortunately, not that I don't think they provide a service. I just think the most of their opinions are two sided. You know, I don't trust them.
Dude, like, but when was the last time you were pulled over by like?
Not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, like a couple months ago or so for a fix-it ticket.
Oh, just like a brake light was out or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like right after I took some care of something else, so I was like pissed. And
yeah.
I threw away the ticket, like crumpled up the ticket and threw it in the back of my car. And just like got, took care of it. Like still didn't have to pay for anything or nothing,
yeah.
but like I was just pissed. You
right.
know?
It's just a headache, dude.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so much
That's
bullshit.
The worst. That's yeah. the worst.
You don't even need to have to keep that ticket. Like, garbage.
It's been a while
it's
since.
It's garbage. Like that. It's all on record. I mean, yeah,
yeah.
you should keep it,
you
but like,
need.
You know. I was just pissed.
Yeah, of course, dude. Like, it's just stupid, like, that you even have to get ticketed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they can just be like, you know, go get that fixed. You know?
Save your sovereignty.
Yeah, dude. That was some crazy shit we were watching, The Sovereign Man.
Yep.
I am the living man. I do not answer to your corporate fiction.
I was foraging for food. I was hungry. No. Grass.
But that's so like interesting that like that he's even able to really do that.
What did he get in trouble for, really?
Yeah.
Foraging, like
no, he was fishing. That's what it was.
Wow.
And he didn't have a license. And then he was
yeah,
resisting
yeah, if you don't need a fishing license if you're a sovereign citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your right. It's your God-given right, you know.
That's gotta be some hard shit to like be able to pull off though. Like you were saying, like we were watching the people really knew like their
well,
shit and their like their law and everything.
It's all corporate America. You know, once you once you're born, you're basically signed in. You're given your person, which is your social security number that you
mm-hmm.
represent.
Yeah.
And it says your name on it and that's your person and you represent it. It's not really you, it's just someone you represent as a corporate entity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're given these rules and guidelines that you have to follow to be, and if you follow these rules, eventually you're going to get to collect and your Social Security at the end. And if you don't, you're going to get fined because you're part of a corporation. And we don't
mm-hmm.
want this shit happening to you, so we don't want you breaking these certain rules and, you know, doing dangerous stuff. You know, because
right.
the company's liable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't abide by that, then you're just a free man, and you don't, you know, you take your own inherent risk, and right. you're liable. It's right. like, it's your life, you know, you're a free man, as I'll keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not really free. We're all a corporate entity, and we have to follow rules if we want to collect.
And just constant.
I mean, working. That's how it goes. Like, people don't think of it that
economic
way.
Economic slavery, that's really what it is, you know?
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is. Like, that's how it works. I mean, that's not exactly what it is. I'm not the best person, right. but...
No, neither am I.
There's going to be technicalities behind it, too.
Yeah. Probably got another word for it.
For the most part, most laws you have to follow are just because, you know, the company's liable, so they want to keep you safe kind of thing.
Right.
And they
just want your law to pay taxes.
Well, yeah, that too. You know, and
that's one thing for sure, too.
Dude, it's generating revenue. It's keeping on the cycle.
Oh, shit. Just now, CNN, Hillary Clinton just announced she's running for president.
Well, of course she's running for president.
Yeah, no, it's what everyone thought. That's what they said on the thing.
Fuck her, though.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton.
Do not.
People, listen to me. Do not vote for Hillary Clinton. She's the devil. Vote Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
He's got
Paul,
your
dude.
Interest, your
I
best
mean,
interest.
I'm not gonna vote. Okay?
Don't care if he's a Republican. That has nothing to do with it. Democrat, Republican, that's all fucking the same side of the coin, all right?
But Rand Paul will do it for real. Like, I'm not going, you know, it might be, like, hypocritical to say, like, vote for him, and then I'm not gonna vote, but...
You should vote.
I don't know, man. I just don't, you know...
Probably doesn't do much, but... And Hillary Clinton's probably going to be president, which fucking sucks.
No, she's not, dude.
Dude, they're the richest family. They're fucking, they own everything. That kind of matters. Hopefully not. I pray to God.
I don't think so, dude.
If Rand Paul becomes president, I have hope for humanity.
Absolutely.
If Hillary Clinton becomes president, I have very little hope for the fucking
America. I don't know, dude.
I mean,
I listened to, like, Rush Limbaugh, like a significant amount or whatever, and he even said, like, there's no fucking way. He's like, not in those words, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he's on the EIB... network.
Dude, I fucking hope Hillary Clinton doesn't become president, but you know they're going to play it off as, like, first woman president, like, we got to go from black to woman, like, that's what's going to, that's how it's got to be, like, no, it doesn't have to be her.
Nope.
Like, that's an elite family that you shouldn't vote for, they don't have your special interests, you know?
Not at all.
They don't care about you.
They just lie, like, all the time, you know, like...
Hillary Clinton, she got caught mad times for lying.
Rand Paul would be, like, the shit, though. Because, like,
I mean,
his dad, like,
Ron.
Rand Paul.
Yeah,
Rand Paul was fucking awesome, too.
He's a little bit different than his father, but not much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think his father would have been a great president, too.
Absolutely.
I kind of wish Ron had gotten it back then, but...
Like, his only, like, adversity, honestly, like, other than his policies that were, like, obviously different, was just the fact that he was so old.
Yeah.
And... That was the same thing with John McCain. They were like, oh, well, we don't want him because he's old. He's going to die, like, in office, and they don't want that. So...
He wasn't that old.
No, he wasn't. Like, he would have been fine, dude. Like, he's still alive right now. He's fucking...
Yeah, he's
you know, he's playing poker at, like, Congress and just, like, chilling there, like, sitting. He doesn't give a shit, dude.
People were freaking out because Rand Paul went to McDonald's on the net.
Oh, God.
he's like, I'm going to save money for the campaign by going to McDonald's. It was a pretty odd post. I didn't think I would see that. But people were just freaking shit, and other people were just like, stop freaking out. Like, to other people, oh, it was so funny.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just here for the comments.
Look at how unhealthy he's eating.
Yeah,
how could he be president?
Like, it's McDonald's. Yeah, it's unhealthy, but everybody eats it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, every once in a while, you know?
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, every once in a while, like, that's not a bad thing. And, like, he's got money, dude. I'm sure he's eating fucking good.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in good health, dude. Like, he'd be
for
the best. I think he's the best choice.
Yeah.
Like, he'll definitely get shit on track, without a doubt.
Apparently, he's got, like, a good ratings right now, from what
good.
I've seen in certain states, but we'll see how it goes.
My grandparents, I suggested Rand Paul, and they, like, gasped, because they're, like, hardcore, like, Democrats, like super, like, and they think Obama's
doing
a great
that's
job.
That's all it is. It's, like,
you're know, like,
either Republican or Democrat, and that's all you can support. It's, like, don't think
like
that.
And they just gasp. Like, I, my dad's the man with it, though, because, like, he's registered Democrat, but he'll tell me, like, I'll vote against my party because if their candidate isn't someone that's, like, best for everybody, I don't want him as the president. I don't want him leading the people.
Right.
And that's really how it should be. And, like, that's
it's
really, that's what
you're
saying.
It's just like you're buying your membership to Walmart or Target. Like, you don't have to shop at either of them. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid, but...
But you're just signing up for that one.
Yeah,
that
blue
one
or
thing.
Red, you know? It's blue or red. It's all laid out real simple for us. One or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, that's the same thing just, like, with, like...
Everything in America is just try to lay it out. It's, like, plain and simple, but it's not.
Oh shit!
We got a guest host right here.
Yeah, what's up, dude? You guys going rock climbing?
We're podcasting right now.
Yo, what up?
This is Corey.
This is the second one that he's been in, dude.
What time is it?
It's
Tony, come around 3 o'clock.
Oh, did somebody get an Edge shirt too?
It's still not climbing.
I'm still not climbing enough, bro.
That's so lame. I like the back part. Let me see that thing. I like that.
Nice, dude.
That's
cool.
Right now.
Did you get that with the
Are we going rock climbing or what?
What time is it?
It's fucking 3 o'clock, man. You fucking told me to come over here.
We're gonna have to cut it.
You riding your bike?
We're gonna
right
have
now?
To cut it soon.
Yo, I'm just gonna dress. I had to, like, I was at my dad's shop. I'm like, oh, Jeremy's probably sitting there waiting for me to come. And then I'm like, no, he's not. And I'm like, I'm gonna ride my bike there, and then you can follow me to my dad's shop and drop it off and grab my shit.
But yeah, let's.
Yeah, we're almost done. Let's go. Yeah, well, like,
how much more?
Like, we can just, like, wrap it up now.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, you wanna wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
You coming, Jerry?
No, I have to go rock climbing.
All right, well, let's wrap it up here. Thanks for listening, buddy. Fuck off. Just
kidding.